Statistics say that it takes up to 7 years for you to start to be profitable. But sometimes it's quicker, sometimes it's shorter, sometimes you may lose everything. Think about the lessons that you would have learned from all of this. The time is now. You've heard me say it so many times, and I'll say it again. Time is waiting for nobody. Hey, I'm Alicia Harris, and I am your host of The Alicia Show. Each week, we'll be having conversations about how to enhance your well-being. We'll be sharing strategies and stories and insights to build your business while still navigating life, because sometimes we try to separate the two, and let's face it, if you are not well, you have no business. I am a holistic business growth strategist and a wellness coach who spent over 15 years in corporate before deciding to choose me first to build my brand, Alicia Lifestyle. I'm here to teach you how to redefine what success means to you, ditch the stress and confusion, and learn how to run your business from a place of ease and excitement. Let's get into this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to The Alicia Show. I am super happy that you're here. I am your host, Alicia Harris, and I am also the founder of Alicia Lifestyle, the business coaching and consultancy business that really helps you to really get clear on your goals and your desires from a lifestyle perspective and also a business perspective, and then integrate those two, because a lot of the times we look at them as separate, but you are one person. And so if you are a business owner, you are also the person who runs the business, right? And so I really, really want to help you to ensure that you're investing in yourself, which means your health, your well-being, your mental and physical health, and everything in between, to ensure that you get to those amazing goals and desires that you really, really want to achieve. And so before we even get started, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to those of you who may be new and listening for the first time. Thank you so much for joining us. And also for those of you who have been here from the beginning, I am hugely, hugely grateful. We have now been listened to in over 62 countries and over 1,000 cities. And without you continuing to listen in, I wouldn't be able to do that. So I'm extremely, extremely happy that you're here. So today we're going to talk all about reflections and planning. And I know I've done a few episodes on this subject. I also think that if we are not doing this, then we are not moving forward. We are not growing. If we are not reflecting on the lessons that we've learned, then how can we learn? How can we get better at doing the work that we want to do within this life? And so I am here just to remind you of how important this is. I had a conversation with a dear friend of mine the other day. We were on an Instagram Live, and she asked me about tips that the listeners could implement. And so I gave them some tips, and then I went about my business. And a couple of weeks later, another friend of mine said, "I really loved that conversation. You gave so much." And I said, "Yes, but I wonder how many people would implement the things that I said." And I think that's one of the key factors to us continuing to stay stuck. We are always searching for the quick wins, and that's absolutely fine. But what about the longer strategies that we need to put in place for us to grow a sustainable business? Now, if you heard the episode that I put out a couple of weeks ago, and I'll link the information about this particular episode in the show notes, it was all about new trends. And so I am really leaning into ensuring that, one, I build a sustainable business. That's been really important to me from the get-go, but also that my clients do as well. Because if your business is not sustainable, then one, you're going to crash and burn, because you are going to continue to be having to chase your tail to sell. And I don't want that for you. I want you to look at the foundational things that you should be doing within your business as a habit, as something that you know that week in, month out, you are doing. So like tracking the processes that you have put in place. Are they still working? For example, looking at your numbers, looking at your stats, you know, really considering how you felt at different times of the month to see where your energy levels are starting to dip or where they're actually raising. All of these things are really important. And so for me, I know that if I wasn't constantly leaning into that information, really working with my cycle, working with the processes that I have, then I would have been burnt out a long time ago. It is not easy running a business, looking after children, being a carer, being a wife or, you know, a partner, and trying to do all of the things. So I am here to try and help you to make it a little bit more sustainable for you to be able to do all of the things. So my framework is all about integration, all about defining your desires and then helping you to align your goals. And then integrating what we have really focused on. So now learning to develop that vision and for it to start to become a habit or a process that you need to then follow to then implement and get those wins and really strive for the things that you really want. I can give you the tools, but you have to then take them on board. And so this is why I am so, so passionate about the work that I do, following the framework, but also sharing, continuing to share the new techniques and the new things that I learn with my clients and you. Because I do believe that, one, we can't do all of this ourselves, but equally, we cannot continue to listen to the podcast, listen to the books, buy, you know, those multiple courses that we get midway through and then still feel overwhelmed and stuck. We have to be integrating and executing. We have to, otherwise we will continue to stay in the same place. I have people that I know really, really want to work with me, but they are fearful. And I am not a pushy person because I know that when you're ready, you will come. But I also sometimes see that some people still stay stuck. And I know that I can help them. I know that with just a little bit more accountability or cheerleading or just simple strategies that they can move further. But I have to wait. I have to wait for them to come to me, because if they come when they are not ready, then they are not always going to reap all of the benefits because they will still be scared. They will still be fearful. And so from that perspective, I just want you to take some time and reflect on the things that you did over the last 12 months to build your business and your brand. Reflect on those things and think about the things that have really worked for you and think about the things that haven't worked. And then take a moment to see where you can bridge the gap. And then I want you to do that for your lifestyle as well. In fact, I have a page in my digital planner that I'm going to share with you right now, actually, because I think it will really, really help for you to really visualize what I'm talking about. Sometimes we're not taking the time out to actually really collect our thoughts, reflect, and then plan what we want going forward. And so I created a digital planner to help my clients. It's also for sale for those of you who just want to buy it. So again, I'll link that in the show notes, but I've found it really, really helpful. I've done it myself. In fact, I do a lot of the courses and the products that I produce because I want to ensure that I'm also learning and I'm also implementing the things that I talk about, because I always want to practice what I preach, right? And so the first page is all about creating your desires and dreams. And I've left space for you to really just empty your brain and write out everything that you want for this year. And then the page that I want to share with you, because I think it will be a really good visual for you, is the Wheel of Life. And so the Wheel of Life is such a great tool because it can help you visualize what you can do to make your life more balanced and even just knowing how you're feeling. So on the Wheel of Life, you have a wheel and then On my wheel of life, I've put down health, family, lifestyle, business, role, financials, business development, and friendship. And then I want you to rate those each from 1 to 10. So sit down and take the time to rate them. You know, really think about how you're feeling in each of those areas of your life. How are you feeling about your family? How are you feeling about your health, your business? How are you feeling about your financials? Really consider how you are feeling. And then I want you to then do the same, but then rate how you want to feel this year. So how do you want to feel about your health? How do you want to feel about your family, your lifestyle, your business, your role, your financials, et cetera, et cetera? How do you want to feel about all of those areas of your life? And then I want you to take the time to sit down and write a paragraph about how you want to feel in those areas. So first of all, you're going to rate how you're feeling. Secondly, you're going to rate how you want to feel. And then you're going to write a paragraph on each of those areas to say how you want to feel this year. And this is so, so powerful. And I want to know if you take the time out to do this. If you do, DM me on Instagram. My handle is Alicia_lifestyle. And let me know how you've done. Or even just send me a message or send me an email. But do it. Do this. I really want you to do this because a lot of the time we are making our lives really difficult because we're walking around with all of this information in our heads. And so when we have a shit day, it's compounded with everything else that we've got living in our heads, rent free, as they say. So I want you to take the time to write this down. And again, if you want a place where you can see it, then go ahead and buy the digital planner because it gives you so, so much more. We go into yearly planning, quarterly planning, weekly planning, right down to daily planning. Then I also ask you to then really consider how you are working from your cycle perspective, you know, so I help you, I share with you the things that you should be doing within each of your phase of your cycle to really harness your cycle. And I am so passionate about the work that I do and the way that I do this work because one, it works, but also it takes out a lot of the guesswork. And I think a lot of the time, the reason why we get so overwhelmed is because we are trying to work out what we should be doing first. And I am here to really help you to understand the things that you should be doing. And so I made the decision that the course that I ran all about harnessing your female cycle, I am now going to change that into a membership because I really truly believe that from a community perspective, that we should all be really working with people that really understand us and think like we do and strive for those huge desires that we strive for. So if you want to be part of that community, and because you are an avid listener, you will get a discount. Please, please, please go onto my website and get onto the wait list. I am going to be launching soon, but I also want you to be there because if you are listening to this podcast, there is a reason why you continue to listen. But now I want you to implement. Now is the time for you to really, really integrate and implement everything that we are talking about on a week-to-week basis. It is really important. I want so many of you all to win this year and beyond. The other day, I had an in-person strategy planning session, and the lady said to me, I don't know what magic you sprinkled on your questionnaire, but I've already booked somewhere for my next exhibit. And she's an artist. And that made me really, really happy. Because I do the work that I do because I'm in love with it. Obviously, I like to get paid also because this is not my hobby anymore. But equally, my mission is to help as many women understand that they have the power within them to really, really get everything that they desire. Everything. I mean, it may not be quick, but I am here, like I said before, to really work on helping you to have a sustainable business, a sustainable lifestyle, one where you're not going to crash and burn. I know sometimes it happens. It happens to the best of us. It really does. But I also want you to have the tools to be able then to recover, to heal, to learn the lessons, to really work on knowing when it is happening so you can then pull back. You can then say, oof, this doesn't feel good. I need to check in with my body. I need to check in with my mind. I want to give you those tools to be able to do that. And so that's why I'm so passionate about the work that I do. And also because I see my clients have huge wins and small wins, and they are just growing. And I want to see and help more people to be able to do that. And I also want to make sure that I'm getting the revenue that I am worth so that I can then help more in communities and be able to give more to charities. I just know that with some planning and reflecting, that you can really, really move the needle in your lifestyle as well. And so this is the reason why I am here to say to you, take the time out. I hear it a lot. Oh, I am too busy. I'm too busy to look at my numbers. Well, if you're too busy to look at your numbers, how are you going to let those numbers, those revenue numbers, know that you want more? If you are continuing to just be on a hamster wheel of trying to get, but you're not looking at the numbers, you're not looking at what you're spending, you're not looking at what you're bringing in, you're not looking at the ways that you may be able to expand and the small tweaks that you may be able to put in place to ensure that you are investing correctly in, you know, for an example. If you are not taking the time out to do that, then how does your business know that you want to expand? How is it? I've always been a believer that what you focus on, you get more of. And I'm not saying that I want you to be a money hungry person out there, but I also want to say that last year was a game changer for me when I leaned into really getting up and close with my numbers. I was like, oh, goodness, wow. And things changed. I have another client that said to me, oh, wow, Alicia, like, if I didn't look at my numbers, then I wouldn't have known that I've been spending so much on unnecessary expenditures. But I also wouldn't have realized that I could be making so much more if I just raised my price just by a small percentage. Look at your numbers, but also look at your foundations. Look at your well-being. How are you managing to keep yourself healthy? What is it that you need to do from a personal perspective to ensure that you are healthy and you're happy? I don't want you to resent the work that you do because you did it for a reason. If you are in a role that you don't love, ask yourself why. And I know it's not easy just to leave a role. And I'm not saying that this entrepreneurship or being a business owner is easy, because it's not. You know, spoiler alert. It is not. We wear all of the hats to start off with, from HR to marketing to salesperson to implementer. We are doing all of the work. But a lot of the time, if you are in it for the right reasons and you know that it is not a sprint, it's a marathon, then you can really reap the rewards. Statistics say that it takes up to 7 years for you to start to be profitable, but sometimes it's quicker. Sometimes it's shorter. Sometimes you may lose everything. Think about the lessons that you would have learned from all of this. The time is now. You've heard me say it so many times, and I'll say it again just for those who may not have heard me say it, or for those who it just didn't hit. Time is waiting for nobody. My mum had all of these ideas of the things that she would have done when she retired. She didn't get to retirement age. My mum was 56 when she passed away. 56. That's no age at all. Take the time today. Take the time today to really consider the things that you want in your life. Sit down, even if it's for 5 or 10 minutes, sit down and start to make a list of the things that you want. Go back and listen to some of those episodes or some of those books that you have read, and you read really quickly, or you listen to those episodes really quickly, that really resonated with you, go back and listen to them, and listen to them slowly with a notebook and take notes and make the time to plan out when you're going to implement some of the things that really, really stuck with you. Don't just be a consumer. And if you're thinking, Alicia, I can't do this on my own, then get in contact, take the time, book some time in my diary, let's chat, and let's see which of my offerings are best fit for you. But don't sleep on your dreams this year. You've heard me say that so many times, and that's because I don't want your dreams to die with you. And that might have like been like, oh, Alicia, wow. But it's the truth. I've seen it happen to so many people that I love. And so I'm sitting here and I've got so many other dreams. In fact, hey, I've made a list of 45 things that I want to do this year. This year will be for my 45th year here. And I've made a list of 45 things that I want to do in my personal life and that I want to do in my business. And I'm going to try damn well hard to get every one of those things done, because I don't want to live with any regrets. So take the time today, this week, to really consider what it is that you want in life. Review and reflect on a personal level and on a career level. Do not wait until the 31st of December of this year to start to think about your dreams and desires again. Take the time and do the work. And again, if you need help, you know where I am. Like I said, there's the digital planner, there's the membership, or there's one-on-one offers that I have. I'm just waiting for you to make the decision. Now, I know that may have been a little bit like a harsh reality check. And clients do say to me, wow, Alicia, you ask some really hard questions. I do that because I care. I want you to win in this life. Hey, that's the whole reason why my business has lifestyle in its title, because it's really important. It's really, really important to me. And as I look out the window and I see the birds looking back at me, it just makes me really recognize that it all happened for a reason. My mum and I chose the logo. My mum and I chose the name. And so I'm going to continue to do my life work, my lifestyle work, to help others so that they can create their dreams and desires, to ensure that they don't have any resentments during their lives. And so I hope you're going to be one of those people. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Please implement the strategies that I gave you today. And I look forward to hearing that you did. Please get in contact if you need any help. I'm here to help, as always. And lastly, please share this episode with anybody else that you think may need to hear my wise words of truth today. I really look forward to speaking with you again next week. But until then, take good care of yourself. You are the biggest investment. Bye for now. Take care. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Alicia Show. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. And lastly, remember to invest in yourself first, because you are important and amazing. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.